We are joined in the media center by our Pro Stock Motorcycle winner following the Spring Nationals here at Houston Raceway Park, picking up his first win of the season, first win at Houston, 10th of his career in dominant fashion, setting both ends of the track record, Mr. Steve Johnson. Steve got the victory in the final round over arch rival and nemesis, Matt Smith, who broke out a different motorcycle in the final round, which was kind of interesting. Steve got there by taking down Eddie Krawick, Jimmy Underdahl, and in the first round, it was L.E. Tonglet, fan favorite. It was Michael Ray, who fell victim to Steve Johnson. Steve, just a huge performance for you. Same weekend, you got your first 200 mile per hour run. Just a laundry list of accomplishments. Tell me about your weekend.
Well, it all starts back at the shop. It's typically with everybody, they work. Matt has set the, Matt Smith, who we raced in the final, he has our racing society with this professional hobbyist. And I just keep working it because it's so many people will, more than 10 will say and send emails about, I'm a hobbyist, but I'm passionate. So I really feel a job to be able to let everybody know that no matter how you do it, when you come to a drag race, watching, racing, working on the motorcycle, selling hamburgers, I mean, we're a family and we all love it in our own way. So I think about that when I'm in the shop. We have a 10,000 square foot shop and my engine room is 12 by 10 maybe, and I spend 95% of my time in that little tiny room putting the engines together. So it's a huge accomplishment to sleep at the shop on a blow up mattress, not go home. It's a huge accomplishment to spend, I didn't give all my bonus money to my crew. I spent it on parts, but knowing that I'm buying parts and knowing that I'm putting the engines together and knowing that I have all these great vendors, it's really, really exciting to see it come out here on the track and watch it go. You know, it's fun. And then it's like all the mouthing and all the talking, chit chat, social media stuff. You know, some people say just let the scoreboards do the talking. So I like the chit chat, but I do like the scoreboards talking too.
Let's open it up to members of the media for Steve Johnson. Name and affiliation, please. First, Josh Hatchett from NHRA.
Steve, obviously you found something big today, or even I guess yesterday you made the good run in the heat. Did you feel like it was going to be able to perform like that in the heat? That seemed pretty impressive to put up those kind of numbers in weather like this.
Yeah, it was, you know, Gainesville, we're all just kicking ourselves in the butt because we didn't run good in Gainesville. We weren't ready, and we went there for 2 days. NHRA had a test session, and we fought. The first day of the test session, I worked on the bike. Second day of the test session, the engine didn't, the transmission didn't work right. So we really felt like we had a good bike in Gainesville, but we couldn't show it, and it was really, 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 really is such a great word for, or two great words for drag racers, but it was a huge setback for our team and sponsors because we had all winter to work on our motorcycle and then to go out to Gainesville and to flop. And in that weather, you're just probably not going to see that kind of weather anymore. But to come here, I think with the whole NASCAR theme that we have, I'm kind of buddies with a handful of them. And Tony even, it's pretty cool, you know. Tony comes up and blah, blah, blah. And I know Gene Haas and... But the Wallaces, all the name drop and stuff. But Kurt Busch says, man, the best thing in the world is to win early in the season because that carries you through the whole season, even if you flop. If you can win right away, man, you're all good. So it's nice to be able to win early. We've won in Gainesville before, but this race is so special to me because this is where I got my first sponsor. I think it's just Sleek 50 was an engine treatment. They invented the category. It protects your engine under startup. All the oil's in the pan when you start your car. So they got involved with NHRA because they saw so many do-it-yourselfers. And I was beating on them at the SEMA show. And so I said, you need to come to the races and see your customers. And so I bought them all top of limit. They gave me windbreakers and some stickers and a couple of hats and then $28 or something like that. And I spent $350 on top eliminator tickets for him. And I'm like, because Bernstein was my hero and Prudhomme. And I'm like, I'm going to do the right thing. And this is my career. And this is the right thing to do. And I bought them all tickets and top eliminator. And none of them came. So that was 89. And I was like, oh, my gosh, what a bummer. So Then it became the Slick 50 Nationals. So it really made a progression. Then the whole company came here, and we took our Slick 50 motorcycle at downtown at the Hyatt, and we put it in an elevator, took it to the 28th floor, and did the press conference there. So we were all in. I mean, this town is so resilient because it's got all this oil issue, and you know, oil's good, oil's bad, blah, blah, blah. But it's like they've been through the hail, and the hail destroying all the cars through Houston, and all the things that they've gone through. My buddy ran the Baytown Ford right here in this, and he didn't make it through COVID, and it breaks my heart, because he says, I know who you are, and he gave me money. And it's like, that was just, we have so many stories like that where people, by the way, they say, why'd you win, or how'd you win, or what you're most excited about? I'm most excited about the $10,000 we get from NHRA, but the money really helps grow, because now at this level, we burn up parts. Chris McGahey, most of the Pro Stock car guys, 50 runs, the valves go in the trash. $150 for a valve. We have 16 valves now. So after a certain amount of runs, you got to chuck those things. And the springs, we came up with our own springs. And this is the first race ever for us running a monster that we didn't have to change valve springs on Saturday night. Our own valve springs that we made that nobody else had. I sold a few sets. We got to run them, and they work. They work. So really, really proud of that. And I also came here with Slick 50 with my 30-foot box on the back of an 81 Chevy truck, all painted yellow. I had a carpet that was all red and yellow and striped with the black around there. It said Slick 50. It's like a showpiece. Put the bike on it. And I didn't qualify. It sucked so bad. So a lot of big time racers came to me, and this is where I learned how to do Walmarts. This is where I learned how to try to emphasize the value on the racetrack back at the retail. And this is where I started doing Walmarts, and I did them with John Force. John Force would roll in. I mean, who would ever expect John Force to do Walmarts in this day and age, right? Well, he did them. He had a different oil deal on there, but he did them, and I was right there. I'm like, wow, this is John. Well, I'm Steve John, you know, so blah, 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 blah. But a lot of memories, and it's really, really neat to be able to have. Boy, I went off on your answer.
Speaking of John Force,
this is Mike Cave of Race Day San Antonio. When you were out on the track this morning walking around with your helmet on, what were you doing, and did that help you get the win today?
It really did. A lot of sports stars, if you guys cover sports stars, I would bet that if you had one word to talk about, one word that all sports stars talk about at one time in an interview, I would think it would be a fundamental. Fundamentals, a lot of people always talk about fundamentals, and I've gotten away from my fundamentals. Larry Dixon taught me about fundamentals, and the Frank Holly Drag Racing School with Frank and George Bryce. Constantly about fundamentals. Jeff Perella is a buddy of mine and fundamentals. So being able to pretend like I'm coming out of the water and picking my target at the other end. Our front wheel's in the air when it leaves the line. So the rear tire is now the front wheel. So however you have the rear wheel in the chassis is where the motorcycle's gonna go. So if you're aiming, if it's gonna go over this way, the only chance you have is to know where you wanna go and to push on the foot peg. That's how you steer a pro stock motorcycle when the front wheel's in the air. Handlebars don't do anything. So I went through that fundamental of staging, pre-stage, and then popping the clutch and then going right to my target with my eyeballs. And then I was running down the track looking at where I wanted to shift, because sometimes the shift light, we don't see it, and I pick a spot on the track. So that's, it was, to answer your question, it was practicing my fundamentals, and I need as much practice as possible.
Hey, what's up, Steve?
Hey, Matt.
Darren Williams, CompetitionPlus.com. Can you talk about the young man you had on your team working with you this weekend?
Oh,
I'm sorry, he was about, you know, seeing you get this winner.
I love that you asked that. So we're a little team, and I'm stressed all the time trying to get stuff done. Well, our sport is so cool because it really has open doors to anybody. And this kid wanted to drag race. He wants to be part of NHRA. So he came and saw me at the last time we were here. I guess it was in 2020 or something. And him and his dad said, hey, you know, if we ever had a chance, could he come hang out, JJ? And so I said, yeah. So you know how many times we get all these questions and all this stuff at the rate. Yeah. So I always say, But unlike a trade show where you say, where they say, yeah, we'll give you a sponsor, and then they don't give it to you, the guy called me, and I got his answering. Went to voicemail. I listened. I called him back, and he says, man, I can't believe you called me back. And I'm like, that's what we, you know. Okay, so I told him to come to the race. So this kid is, he's 18. But he started, he worked on the bike. He was putting stickers on. He cleaned oil pans. I had him changing computer settings. He's never been involved in any team, much less at a national event, much less actually working on it. So he not only got to work on the bike, he got to be in winner's circle. So, and his dad's just on the moon. They live kind of far away. So I just love that opportunity, and because you've given me the mic, and I know you want to take it away, but it's like if you want to do something for anybody, don't do it whole half-heartedly. Go all in. You know, I don't have kids, so it's like go all in, and that's what I said in the interview down there. Besides a trash of Matt, that was funny. But it's like. Give him every opportunity, so when he leaves, nobody else could have gave him the same opportunity that we had, at least at that level. And he's on the moon, and I'm really, really proud of it. And say, thank you, JJ Daniels. JJ Daniels, I think, is his last name. So you're probably gonna see him.
Lee Kraft, Monday Morning Racer. Steve, congratulations. I just want to know how much broccoli have you ate lately?
I eat over a pound a day. I have not had it here. I've had Lone Star and I had broccoli at both. I got double broccoli and Outback. So I had Outback twice, double broccoli, and the other place double broccoli. So to answer your question, every day, out of 30 days in a month, I might miss it 2 days.
Steve, congratulations on your win. Huge victory, 10th dominant fashion, 200 miles per hour. And more to come. Thank you very much for spending time with us.
Should I go into anything about my mom or just a lizard? I caught a lizard once as a young kid and brought it to. Should I do any of that?
Did you connect with the lizard?
No. Okay, well then.